Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
I'm the host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us author Tamara Pray Fraser. The name of her book is In His Own Time. It is based on the life story of a coach, Coach K. Baker. So, everyone, you're in for a good show and an inspirational show, so don't change that network. Don't change that dial. Just keep right on listening. Okay. So, we're going to start the questions off with Tamara. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. All right. How are you, Coach Faye Baker?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm doing good. And you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Oh, that is great. So, let's see. I guess one of my first questions will be, how did you first meet Miss Tamara, how did you meet Faye Baker?
Coach Baker and I grew up in the same small town. She's a few years older than I am, but we grew up in the same small town. Our families know each other. I came into contact with her later in life when I was working for her for a program called Project Success. I was her assistant in the classroom.
Okay. All right. Okay, that sounds great. So, Ms. Faye Baker, what is, in the past, you were a coach, am I correct?
Was I a coach in the past?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I've been coaching now for, I'm going into my 19th season.
Okay. All right. Okay, that is great. So your book is In His Own Time. Oh, okay.
Yes.
You are, all right, Tamara, you are the author of In His Own Time. Where is your book available for purchase, Tamara?
The book is available for purchase at several different online companies, BarnesandNobles.com. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, Yahoo.com. And I also have a website, which is www.inhisowntime.com, where you can order the book directly from the company.
Okay. Tamara, has Coach Baker always been an inspiration to you even before her accident?
Actually, she was. When I was growing up, I was heavily into sports. I ran track. I played basketball. And Coach Baker comes from a very prominent athletic family. So I watched her participating in sports as a young girl. She ran track also. She played basketball. She played softball. So I often watched her play and always wanted to emulate her.
Okay. Kind of like someone she was someone you looked up to.
Oh, yes. Always.
Hey, you are an inspiration to all. Has it been your faith that has sustained you?
Yes, that's exactly what has sustained me. From day one, when I found out what the prognosis was and what the doctors were saying that, you know, I'd never be able to do. And but I knew that through Jesus, anything was possible. So that's always been what I have stood on, and that has what that has been the thing and the catalyst that has sustained me throughout this whole ordeal.
Okay. So, and like I was saying, you're an inspiration to all, and of course it is your faith that has sustained you, and I think that's wonderful. And, of course, once again, you are an inspiration to me and many other people. Coach Baker, when the accident on I-95 first happened, what were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, when the accident initially happened, I was actually asleep on the van, and so, you know, I woke up and not really realizing what was going on, but the back tire on the 15-passenger Ford van blew, and the driver lost control, and then the van flipped over 3 times. And in the course of the flip, that's when I injured my spinal cord at the C6-7 vertebra, and I was instantly paralyzed from the waist down. When the van came to a standstill, it just felt like my legs were, like, just floating, suspending. There wasn't a lot of pain. It was just a weird feeling. So I just really didn't know what was going on with me at the time. But it wasn't really, really painful, just like I said, a weird feeling.
Okay. Okay, it was a weird feeling. All right. Tamara, your book is about which part of Georgia?
The book... the scenes are located in Southeast Georgia, where we live. We live down in Hinesville, which is about 35 miles outside of Savannah. And also part of the book was in Atlanta. Faye went to Atlanta to do her research, her therapy, and she was at the Shepherd Center for a short period of time. But for the most part, most of the book, everything took place in Hinesville, Georgia, which is Liberty County. Yay, Georgia.
Okay, that's great. Okay, Hinesville, Georgia. All right. Coach Baker, what's the name of the school where you coach basketball, and in which city? And how is it different coaching from the sidelines, you know, compared to before?
Okay. Well, the name of the school is Bradwell Institute. It's a classification 5A classification school, public high school, located in Hinesville, Georgia. And, you know, the accident occurred in 2000, and so I was a fairly new coach during that time because my first year as head coach was 1995. So I really only had 5 years of experience under my belt at that time. So I was still a fairly rookie coach. The biggest change for me as far as coaching from the wheelchair was that beforehand I was able to actually go out and demonstrate to my young ladies exactly what I wanted them to do, like, for instance, a certain particular drill that I wanted them to run, or just playing a one-on-one to show them different things and techniques. It was very hard for me to be able to the transition from being able to show them to now actually having to talk them through it. So that was probably the biggest obstacle for me as far as getting back into coaching.
Okay. All right. Coach Baker, where do you attend high school? What sports did you play in high school? And also, did you play basketball in college?
Okay. I also attended Bradwell Institute. So Bradwell is my alma mater because I grew up right here in Liberty County as well. I played basketball, I played softball, and I ran track. Didn't do a lot of running. I basically participated in field events in, on the track team. And also in college, I went to Georgia Southern University in Statesboro, Georgia, and I played softball there, and I also played basketball.
Hello, Coach Baker. You are from a sports family, Tamara was saying.
Yes. Yeah, I have three brothers and a sister, and I'm the youngest. I'm the baby of the bunch. And So my entire life, though, they were always heavily involved in sports. And so, of course, you know, when I came along, I wanted to do likewise. So it's just something that everybody in my family always participated in sports.
Okay. All right, then. Coach Baker, how do you feel your impact concerning basketball? How do you feel you impacted your basketball team as a whole and the individual players?
Well, especially that team that I was coaching when the accident occurred, I think that I feel like we impacted each other, because for me, it was motivation to do my rehab and to get better and get stronger so that I could rejoin them. And at the same token, I think they were doing the things that they needed to do and actually playing for me. So we sort of impacted each other. But I just think that they look at my faith and overcoming obstacles, you know, when you're faced with adversity, to continue to press on. And that's the message that I try to convey to everyone, that, you know, you're going to go through struggles in life. But instead of sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, you have to get up and continue going on and continue moving. And not sitting there feeling sorry for yourself and not being concerned about the things that you can't do, but more so focusing on those things that you can do.
Yes, that is true. You are right about that. So, Coach Baker, outside of basketball, what other sports do you enjoy watching?
Other than basketball? I like watching football. Not really a big baseball fan, even though I had two brothers that played minor league baseball. And I guess that's because the action just doesn't move very fast for me in baseball. But other than basketball, it's mainly football. That's probably about it.
Okay. All right. You like football. All right.
Yes.
Were you surprised that Tamara wanted to write a book about you and your life?
Well, it's kind of funny how that came about, because as she already told you, you know, we were working together, and she mentioned to me one day that she said, you need to tell your story. You need to write a book about what happened to you. And me, myself personally, I do not like writing. And I knew that she did, and I had read some of her work, some of her poetry, because she writes poetry as well, and she's very, very gifted. So, you know, I just mentioned to her, I said, well, you know, I agree with you. Maybe the story needs to be told, but I don't want to write it, so why don't you write it? You know, and it kind of took off from there. So that's how that came about.
So, listeners, you're listening to author Tamara Prey Fraser, author of the book In His Own Time, which is based on the life story of Coach Faye Baker. You're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Ladies, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and ask you some more questions.
Okay.
All right.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on the show today is author Tamara Prey Fraser. author of the book In His Own Time. The book is based on the life of Coach Fay Baker, and they're both on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight. But before we go back into the interview, listeners, I want you to listen to this. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. They are providing a hand up, not hand out, to help families who are responding to a crisis, homeless, are at risk of homelessness. They help these families quickly regain self-sustainability. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at www.thetagwright.com. Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. The next word is foundation.com. That's www.thewrightfoundation.com. Also, listeners, one of the co-owners of Urban Spice magazine, which is a Georgia-based magazine that's pretty well going international, which I'm a writer for. Don't forget to check out his show from last night, Reginald Lewis. He was on the show last night. So, listeners, his website is www.urbanspicemag.com, and that's the online magazine. And he was on the show July 22nd. So check him out. And also, you can buy the magazine for a whole year, I believe, for $14.99. And, yes, I am one of the writers for the magazine. So go out and purchase it and support each other. People, support each other's businesses. Buy each other's books. Let's support each other. The community come together. All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. So, Tamara, how long did it take you to write this book?
Writing of the book was, the actual writing of the book was not a very long process. It probably took me about 6 months to actually write the book, but going through and making the decision to write the book as well as completing the publishing process took approximately a year and a half. There was a series of events that took place while I was writing the book that delayed the publication.
Okay, Tamara, where is your book available for purchase about the book In His Own Time? It's based on the life of Coach Fay Baker.
The book is available through different online stores. You can purchase the book at BarnesandNobles.com. The book can also be purchased at Amazon.com, Yahoo.com, and we have a website, which is www.inhisowntime.com, where you can go and purchase the book also.
All right, okay. So, Tamara, why did you title the book In His Own Time?
It seems like the title of the book sometimes confuses people. But really, those people who are grounded in faith and spiritual, they usually catch on right away when they read the title of the book. Some people get confused because they say, In His Own Time, and the story is about a female. But really, the title of the book is about God.
Yes.
We came to the conclusion to title the book because I asked Faye, what was it that she says all the time, and when people ask her, when are you going to get out of that chair? When are you going to be able to walk again? And she would always tell people, well, I'm not going to walk again in my own time. It's not going to be by my timetable. It's going to be in His own time. When God is ready for me, then I'll walk again. So that's how the title of the book came about.
Okay, that's how the title came, In His Own Time. Okay, and you're talking about God. Right. Yes, beautiful. Beautiful title.
Thank you.
What has amazed you, Coach Faye Baker, Tamara?
Can you repeat that question?
What has always amazed you about Faye Baker, Tamara, Coach Faye Baker?
Her strength. Her strength has always been something that I looked up to, and she has always been eternally optimistic. She always looked at the bright side of things, and she has to remind me all the time, don't be a pessimist. Don't be a pessimist. So that's the one thing that really stands out. She's always optimistic about a positive outcome.
Okay. All right. Yes, I noticed Coach Baker said, don't feel sorry for yourself. Concentrate on the things you can do, not on the things you cannot do. Coach Baker, I want you to know that's strength. I heard strength in your voice.
Thank you.
Yes, you're a very strong person. And I know God has brought you a long way. Coach Baker, did you ever accept the doc prognosis about your condition?
Did I accept it?
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever accept the doctor's prognosis about your condition?
Well, I'll tell you. When the doctor came in and gave me the prognosis, and when he said to me that you'll never walk again, and, you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks initially. And then when my family came in, my mother and my father and my brother and my sister-in-law, and they came in the room, and I distinctly remember that I said to them, well, it doesn't sound good. And my brother, which is my oldest brother, he immediately said, but it is good because God has the final say. So he immediately brought me back to my faith. And when he said that, you know, my faith was renewed again instantly, and I never worried and I never doubted from that point on.
All right. Okay, I understand what you're talking about. Your faith was renewed. So which hospital were you in, Coach Faye Baker?
I was in Memorial Medical Center in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did your family, particularly your parents, were they supportive of you?
That would be an understatement, talking about their support. And at that time, because right now my parents are, they're 86 years old. So we're talking about 14 years ago. So they were in their 70s when this happened. But my parents were supportive. My brothers, my siblings were supportive. My friends, the community, my people that I work with, administrators, so everyone was very, very supportive. I couldn't ask for no better support than I received. But my mom and dad, you know, they were there with me, you know, daily. When I had to be transported to Atlanta for rehabilitation, and I was in Atlanta for about 3 months. And, again, you know, God has a way of, you know, ordaining certain things for a purpose. And he had it arranged that I was doing rehabilitation in Atlanta. And I also had two brothers that lived in the Atlanta area also. So that enabled my parents to have some place to stay while I was there. And my parents were there with me the entire time. They would go back and forth. Matter of fact, my brothers would actually be fighting over them, which one they were going to stay with this week. So they had a place to stay, and that meant that they were there every day to visit me. At around lunchtime every day, I could count it like clockwork that they'd be coming through that door, spending the day with me.
Okay,
so they're still very, very supportive to this day.
They're very supportive. Oh, that's great. So it's obvious that you have a very strong support circle. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. Very strong. Yes.
Very strong. Yes. And that must have really helped you along with your faith in God and your support, your family, friends, and colleagues. It
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Plus, you have great courage anyway. So, have you been told you have great courage?
Yes, I've been told that before. And, you know, I think along with the faith, because, you know, the scripture says faith without works is dead. And I think my athletic background helped me in that area because I knew that if I worked hard that good things would happen. And so along with my faith, I knew that I had to put in some work to get back to, you know, where I wanted to be. So, you know, my athletic background helped me along the way. I know it did.
Okay. It did, your athletic background. Okay, so are you saying, you know, are you talking about through the rehabilitation process?
Yes, through the physical therapy and the occupational therapy. My athletic background really helped with that because, you know, when the accident occurred, it weakened me to the point of infancy again. I could not do anything for myself for a while. I couldn't turn over in the bed. I couldn't brush my teeth. I couldn't put my clothes on. I couldn't do anything. So I was weakened to back to infancy. So I had to really, really work hard to learn how to do things all over again.
Okay.
And that was the challenge.
That was the challenge. I can understand that. I imagine. Did it take you a long time to go through the rehabilitation, the therapy and everything?
Well, it seemed like a long time to me, but I guess in reality it wasn't very long because, again, I had no movement from the waist down initially, and the accident happened in October 22nd, 2000, to be exact. And in December, I actually stayed in Memorial for about 10 days before I was transported to Atlanta to the rehabilitation center. And in December was when I first started gaining movement back again. So it really wasn't a very long time before I started seeing improvement.
Yes, and being a basketball athlete really helped. I understand that now. All right.
Yes.
Listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You're talking to Coach Faye Baker. They're author Tamara Fraser wrote a book called In His Own Time. It's based on the life of Coach Faye Baker. They were telling where you can go and buy the book at. It's a beautiful book. I just want to tell you, those of you who are going through a struggle or a hard time, the book In His Own Time, it's very inspirational. For those of you who have family, friends, and like the book says, courage, you know, this book will inspire you, and it will also make you say things to yourself, gosh, you know, look where God is about her from, and look where God can and will put me at, you know. So the book will remind you of your own faith, too. It will help bring back your faith. I know many people may say, well, the Holy Bible, you know, but this book will help bring you back to faith and that you realize that there are miracles and that a man, is more than mere flesh and blood. Like the book says, Miss Faye Baker is, and everyone else that's in soul and spirit. Listeners, we're going to go to break. Again, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Author Tamara Prey Fraser is the author of the book In His Own Time, and the book is based on the life story of Coach Faye Baker, who is also on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Let's take a quick break.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist, and makeup artist, daily itinerary, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I had to play that commercial there. Also, I want to go back and remind you about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is a local charity providing emergency assistance to families in crisis. This foundation, they provide a hand up, not handout, to help families who are responding to a crisis or at homeless. Are at risk of homelessness. These families quickly regain self-sustainability because of the foundation. If you wish to make a difference in this community and save a family from homelessness, support the Wright Foundation and their faith partners by visiting the website for ways you can help and make a donation today at www.thegandwright. The next word after the is right, and it's spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. Foundation.com, and this foundation is based in Florida. For those of you who have a desire to help, this is the foundation that you can send donations to or whatever you'd like to send to help these people and help this foundation help those people. If you care to be a faith partner, the website is www.thewrightfoundation.com. So just go to that website. You're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Again, the guest is the author of In His Own Time, A Story of Family, Friends, and Courage. It's written by author Tamara Prey Fraser. It's based on the life of Coach Faye Baker, a very inspirational life, a very courageous life. I feel like listeners, you'll be missing out if you don't go and buy this book. I also would like to say, don't forget Urban Spice magazine. You can now order the book in print, have been able to for a while and get it mailed to you. They also have a website, www.urbanspicemag.com. For those of you who wish to receive the book in print to your post office boxes or your mailboxes, it is only $14.99 a year, if I'm not mistaken about that price. And also, one of the co-owners was on Show Talk with Angela Butler last night, which was, I believe, the 22nd. So go back and listen to that show on July 22nd and listen to what Reginald Lewis has to say about his magazine and the fashion shows and everything, and the things these three men are doing, Terrell and Country Boy. All right, so we'll go back to the interview with Faye Baker and author Tamara Prey Fraser. There are photos in your book, In His Own Time. Coach Faye Baker, I would like to say you have a lovely, lovely family.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. You are more than welcome. They're beautiful pictures. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at them now. I'm looking at pictures of your goddaughter. Beautiful photos.
Thank you.
So when the book was being wrote and you knew about it, what were your thoughts? What were your feelings about the book itself? Did it inspire you? Or did it continue? Or did you look back, and say, this is what God has brought me from. What were your thoughts? What were your feelings while the book was being written?
Well, I was happy that the book was being written just to provide inspiration for people, And, again, I didn't want it written to, pump my own self up or toot my own horn, I feel like that God used me, that I was a vehicle that he chose to use to show people the power of prayer and faith. And so it's not about me. It's all about him and giving him the honor and giving him the glory. So I'm just a vehicle that he used, but God is the one that really gets the applause in this whole ordeal. And that was one of the things that I was excited about, is being able to tell my story that would possibly touch someone else that could feel the power of God.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Coach Faye Baker, and Tamara Fraser. When I was promoting your show, your book for the show, and you two ladies through my social media websites and different things, I got a lot of responses. I'm just going to tell you. I went to 141 different places and posted it. Well, really 137 posts. Three of them were posted twice, 137 different places. And that's a lot. And got a great response. And I just, your story is really making an impact, because there are people who are saying to themselves, well, so-and-so said my dress is not pretty, you know, little things. And then you realize this woman, Coach Faye Baker, this lovely woman, has so much strength and so much God in her, and look what God has did for her. So why am I complaining? When they hear the interview, they will say, she's right. Coach Faye Baker is right. I should not sit around and feel sorry for myself. I should concentrate on things I can do and not look at myself. Those were the responses that I'm getting right now, to be honest with you, from Facebook. There's some social other media websites, even though there are not people calling in. Since this was a computer, an internet radio show, they've been sending me messages and saying, way to go, tell her congratulations. I'm just looking at stuff that's popping up into my Gmail and Facebook account link, so I'm just looking at stuff that's popping up on the right side of the screen, and they're saying, you know, congratulations, God bless you, you're an inspiration, way to go, and things like that. So it's been popping up through the whole show. So you definitely have inspired some people, you know, your life has. So if that, you know, like you said, that was your intention, you were trying to toot your own horn, so to speak, or put yourself out there. But if you're an inspiration, then it's like you said, God used you.
Right.
So, I'm going to be honest with you. There was one lady who has a daughter who's just learning to speak, and she said she had already purchased the book when I first started, you know, posting it. So she said that her daughter could not speak, but, you know, because of the book she read and seeing the post and realizing, you know, it brought her back to knowing that God can work miracles, that God can use people, that God is still in the miracle business, was her exact words.
That's right.
And he has not went out of business.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. That's the message she sent me earlier today. It wasn't earlier, not just now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say that.
All right. So that's good to hear, and I appreciate all the support. So that's really, really good to hear.
Okay. Do you speak at any public events, Tamara?
Actually, when the book first came out, we did a series of speaking engagements. But I'll be honest with you, Angela, I am not the person that people want to hear speak. Faye is the person that people want to hear speak. And even though I have been pushed in front of the microphone for, you know, a few occasions, I would really prefer to just write. Just write.
Okay.
But there have been several occasions when I have to speak, and my grandmother told me a long time ago, when you're passionate about something, that it will come through when you speak. So when I get up to speak, I just think back to the inspiration that Faye provides for me and provides for all of our students at Bradwell, and then I can get up there and I can say what's on my heart.
The hero. Okay, I had to laugh because it's kind of funny the way you said it, even though I know it's the truth. I'm going to address this to both of you, and I'll ask Coach Faye Baker to answer this, and then you, Tamara Pray Fraser, okay?
Okay.
How would people, ma'am? How would people contact you to find out if either one of you are available for speaking engagement? Is there a manager they would contact, a PR person, public relations?
Well, they can contact us through the website, the www.nizontime. There's a phone number there. There's an email address on there as well that they can contact us through. That,
okay.
I can give you the number. That telephone number is 912-217-4566. That is the telephone number where they can contact us. And also our email address is inhisowntime@gmail.com.
Okay. You know, when Monique Chandler first reached out to me, you know, I was very flattered that she thought of me. You know, and it meant a lot to me. And then when I read the book and read it, see now why she wanted, you know, to have you on this show, because the people who listen to my show are not, they're anywhere from, I'll say, 25 on up to, because I'm 43, and they're like 25 to like 70, 75. And, you know, I have all types of people listening around the world. And I'm gonna say something else, and I don't not trying to just flatter or anything, but I've had so far people have messaged me as far as South Africa, North Africa. Some of the people I've had contact with through the social website, some of them I have not. There were people such as Ms. Deborah. She's been on this show before. She was sharing statues, you know, with her friends, you know, so. You're definitely an inspiration. People are listening. I'm certain of it. Because I got, like I said again, I don't repeat myself, but I got a huge response. To be not a huge, but a really big response. I'm not going to exaggerate, but it was pretty big response. Because like I said, people were doing my posting and sharing for me. Food on their own social media website. So just wanted to let you two ladies know that.
Well, that's one thing, you know, and again, Monique Chandler, she's been helping us. Our PR person that's been trying to help us to reach the masses, because that was one of the problems that we were having. You know, we're here in this small area, and we just really didn't know how to go about reaching the masses. So she's been doing an excellent job in trying to help us with that and then connecting us to you. And so, you know, we're just so happy that we are getting a chance to expand on a larger market and just let people know about, you know, the goodness of the Lord and the things that he's capable of doing.
She didn't ask me to do this, but I did mention her because she is the person who put me in contact with you two ladies, Ms. Chandler, Monique Chandler. She told me to call her Monique. I have a habit of saying Mr. and Ms., so overlooked that. But she has a beautiful spirit, too, just like you two ladies.
Yes, she does.
So Monique Chandler is on public relations. People who are listening to the show and you can find her on Facebook, too, or you can contact me if you, and I'll find out if she, you know, wants me to give your number or anything, or if she's taking on any new business. But she might not be, because she's real good at what she does. So
yes, she is.
I don't know. Yeah, she's real good. Monique Kendall is. So those of you who are looking for public relations, you know, I can't give out her information because I don't have that permission. But you can contact me. And everybody that's been listening to the show for a while, you know how to get in touch with me. All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. On the show tonight was the author of In His Own Time. The author is Tamara Fraser. They were telling you all where you can find the book. I believe it's barnesandnobles.com. Was it Amazon also, ma'am?
Yes, they can find it at Amazon.com, Yahoo.com, but the easiest way would be to go to our website, and it's the most cost-effective way also. Go to the website and order the book, and that's inhisowntime.com.
Okay. All right, so listeners, I want you, even though this is the interview for Coach Faye Baker and Tamara Fraser, the author, In His Own Time, I want to let you listeners know that Rodney Perry, the comedian that was on Show Talk with Angela Butler a year or two ago, he will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler this Friday. There are no cancellations. And he'll be on the show, so get ready to laugh. For those of you who are not familiar with Mr. Rodney Perry, he was the co-host of Monique, the actress that was an Oscar winner. She worked with Tyler Perry and Oprah. So she was her co-host on her nighttime talk show. And he'll be on the show, so get ready to laugh. Just get ready to laugh because he's funny. And he's going to be telling everyone what he's up to. Like I said, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. So you said you speak at public events. You were telling people how they could get in contact with you for speaking engagements. Are there any other books that you have written, or is this your only one on Tamara In His Own Time?
Well, Angela, In His Own Time is my only published work. I am in the process of writing a series of children's books, but I always tell people when they ask me, when are you going to write another book, I always tell them this book is hard to follow up. Whenever I meet someone who strikes me and I find inspiration that I found when I was writing this book, I will be glad to write another book. But for now, it seems like this one has broken the mold.
Okay, this one has broken the mold. Okay, I understand that. So you said you have other writings, and you would be willing, you know, if it was, you know, what did you say to those words again, please? That you'd be willing to write about somebody else's life? Is that what you said, life story?
Yes, I'm always searching for another story, another person that inspires me. It's not that I haven't met anyone who inspires me, but this one has been kind of hard to follow up.
Yeah.
Comes down to biographies, this one has been really hard to follow up.
Yeah,
I'm actually waiting on the day that my friend gets out of his wheelchair and walks, and I know it's going to be in his own time, so I'm actually waiting for that so I can go ahead and pen that second book.
Okay, all right, in his own time, all right. So I understand what you're saying. Coach Faye Baker's shoes are hard to walk in. It would be hard for anybody to walk in. I mean, she's such an inspiration. And even though I have never met you, Coach Faye Baker, or you, Tamara Pray Fraser, the book itself says all I need to know. Told me all I need to know. Yeah. So would you like to tell the people listening where they can go to buy your book again?
Yes. Book can be purchased through barnesandnobles.com. Amazon.com and Yahoo.com. And actually, if you Google my name, Tamara Pray Fraser, there will be several different places that will pop up that you can purchase the book. But the easiest way would be to go to our website, which is www.inhisowntime.com, and you can purchase the book directly from there, and you will receive an autographed copy of the book because it will be coming directly from Faye and myself.
Okay, yes, and I have an autographed copy, too. Beautiful words. It's dated for July 13, 2014. And I'm not going to read everything it says, but I see your name, Tamara Prey Fraser, the author, and I see something for Coach Faye Baker, also dated for the same date. So you got to push forward, team, huh? Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great, you ladies. Sounds great. So Tamara, I'll ask Coach. Coach, what do you want people to remember about you? Okay, and then I ask you, Tamara.
What do I want people to remember about me?
Yeah, what is something you want people to remember about you? Something that you want people to think about when they think of you?
Well, again, when they think of me, I want them to think about the strength and the courage that I have, but I want them also to think about the reason why I have it, you know, and it's because of my faith in God. So, again, when they see me, I want them to see the God in me. That's what I want them to see. So, and, you know, and I'm not trying to say that doesn't mean that I'm a perfect person. Of course, I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, I feel like that, you know, we always hear the old cliche that things happen for a reason. And when the incident first occurred, you know, and I did say to myself, you know, well, God, why me? But then again, why not me? You know?
Yes.
So, everything is done, you know, everything is ordered. This accident, I feel like it was ordered since the day that I was born, that this was going to happen to me at the age of 37 in the year 2000. It was already ordained. It was already ordered to happen. So I want people to remember the strength and the courage and the will and the sustainment that I was able to have because of my faith in God and the God in me. So that's really what I want people to remember.
Okay. So I understand what you're saying about God and faith, and that's beautiful. I don't blame you, and I understand it perfectly what you're saying for giving God all the glory and all the due to him, because you're right.
Yes.
Yes,
because we, you know, sometimes We take things for granted, and sometimes we can start thinking that we're doing certain things, you know, that
yeah.
we're the ones that are able to do certain things. For instance, you know, in the morning, waking up, getting out of the bed, your feet hitting the floor, and you're going. Sometimes we take those things for granted that we're doing that. We're not realizing that that's God that's doing that. He is the one that is allowing us to be able to do these things. So sometimes he has to bring us back. He has to open our eyes, so that we can, again, remember that we cannot do anything without him. We have to look to him for everything, for all our strength, for everything that we do. And we have to, again, remember that it's not anything. You know, I was always a very, like I said, athletic person, strong-willed, but, you know, he's let me down. You know, he immediately let me know that who he is, that he's God and he's God by himself. So, again, sometimes we have to be reminded. And now I can just appreciate the little things in life. You know, I can appreciate the breeze blowing through the trees. I can appreciate the green grass. I can appreciate when I wake up in the morning that I am, again, able to get up out of the bed, because at one time I couldn't do that. So it just kind of brings you back to the just the little things in life, the simple things in life that we should be appreciative of.
So I don't know if I asked. I know I asked you this. She said something earlier in the show, and I'm not trying to downplay anything or anything. But she said, "How long?" The question was, "How long were you paralyzed, Faye?" How long were you paralyzed? I mean, I didn't hear that quite right. And not only that, somebody else asked too.
Okay. Well, the accident occurred on October 22nd of the year 2000. That's when I was instantly paralyzed from the waist down. And I started regaining mobility and movement in my toe. I'll never forget, it was in December that I started gaining movement because I was always laying in bed trying to move my knee or move my leg or just trying to move, and I never could. So one morning I was just waking up, and I was trying to move my toe, and it just felt like the toe was moving, and I figured it was just wishful thinking on my part. So I pulled the cover back, and I looked down, and on my right foot, and my big toe was just ever so slightly moving. And, Angela, that was like the best sight that I had seen in so long. I was so excited, and I jumped on the phone and started calling people and letting them know, my toe's moving. So, and then from that point on, my toe started moving, and my ankle started moving, and I was able to start moving my knees, and things just started coming back. So, in a matter of 2 months' time.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's a miracle. That's God's doing. That's God's doing. That is definitely God himself doing. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And your prayers were answered, and the people who love you prayers were answered. So that's beautiful. Tamara, what do you want people to remember about you?
Basically, what I want people to remember is I'm not going to take away from the faith or the God, but I also want people to know that it is so important to build relationships on firm foundations. Family is so important. Friends are so important. And it's very important for you to be supportive of your family and friends, because sometimes when the chips are down, they are all that you have. And sometimes your very recovery and life depends on the actions of your family and your friends. So if I want anyone to remember anything about me, it's that I feel like it's important to be a good support system, a good friend, and good family member.
Yes, okay. All right, then. Well, thank you, ladies, for being on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I wish you both and the circle of people around you much success and blessings for years to come.
Thank you, Angela.
Yes, thank you, Angela. Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. And we have 90 seconds. Is there anything else you ladies would like to say?
I just want to say to the masses out there, call in, go online, order this book. It is worth every penny. You will be blessed by reading this book. And that is not easy for me to say, Angela.
And
yes, it will be.
And I would just like to say, if any of you all listening out there, if you have any daughters in high school that's about 6'1 or above, send them to Bradwell Institute in Hinesville, Georgia. We could definitely use them.
Say that again, the other minute thing. Come on, telling me I had less than a minute left. Say that again, Coach Faye Baker.
Okay, I was saying to the masses out there that are listening, if you have any daughters that are high school age, that are 6'1 or above, send them to Bradwell Institute in Hinesville, Georgia. We can really use them.
Okay, all right, listeners, you heard that. You heard Coach Faye Baker. She said, send your daughter 6'1 and above that play, I guess, basketball, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Good night, Angela.
Good night.
Good night. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest was the author, Tamara Prey Fraser, In His Own Time, and Coach Faye Baker, who is the book is about. Good night.